for over a decade. It's been an anime icon and a ratings phenomenon loved by kids around the world. Now, Digimon is back.
Let's do this! Rock and roll!
With brand new episodes for all its loyal fans and a whole new generation.
This rocker's ready!
In Digimon Fusion.
You're gonna love it! Woohoo!
Three best friends get transported to a mysterious digital world to help in the battle between good and evil. And one special boy...
I have a feeling our adventures are just beginning.
...is chosen to lead his friends...
Take this cross-loader and use it.
...with a little help...
We have the help we need!
Digicross!
...from a feisty creature called a Digimon.
We can't let him get away with this. We have to stop him, and stop him we will.
Polly want a cracker?
Will Mikey and his silly digital creatures... ...be able to win their freedom?
He's a Shoutmon. Hear him roar.
Digicross!
It's a classic tale with evil villains, brave heroes, electrifying action, and tons of humor.
I have felt ominous rumblings.
Like stomach problems?
No.
But with a new twist, in Digimon Fusion, our hero can now magically fuse the tiny Digimons into even more powerful hybrid creatures to fight off their enemies and recapture the digital world.
Body Blaster!
His speed's incredible! That hurts.
It's a fun-filled, action-packed relaunch of this iconic franchise.
Surprise!
With all new adventures for a built-in fan base as Digimon recaptures the kingdom of kids' TV.
Bring it on! Yeah! We did it!
Digimon Fusion. Get ready for the excitement to begin. Digimon.
Very good.
So, well done, Lee. We have decided to watch the trailer that must be so bad. It broke YouTube. I'm joking. I'm on downforeveryone.com. I put in YouTube. It's not just us. YouTube is down.
Apparently this trailer is worse than Age of the Hobbit.
This is a sign when you remember we've seen the original version and we quite enjoyed what we saw of that.
Yeah, Dark Age didn't sound like a fucking idiot.
Oh.
Oh my god. I bet poor Jerry's thinking, what the hell is he on?
Joey's on to answer a phone. To anyone listening with a brain wondering what the fuck we're on about, we've just watched the 2.5 minute trailer for Digimon Fusion, the dub, Saban's dub of the quite popular Digimon Cross War series over in Japan.
And if you thought Jerry was a bad name, Mikey!
Bearing in mind his original Japanese name was Taiki.
Well, they chose Jerry because of syllables and vowels, you know, and how lip flap and...
Yeah, I'm guessing Taiki also sounds a bit like Tai.
They could have called him anything. They could have called him Ki or Kai or Kenny. Yeah, Kenny. They still called him
Kai. Kai would have been good. Kai would have been good. No, they've gone Mikey. It's official. Digimon has been Americanized.
It could be worse. They could have called him Troy.
If they had done that, heads would roll.
You want to know the worst part?
Fuck it.
The name of our new Red Ranger in Megaforce.
I'm preparing.
Troy!
Troy.
Troy, what are we going to do? I don't know, Noah. Yes, our Blue Ranger in that series is going to be called Noah.
Yeah,
keep in mind, in the second half, when they adapt the Go-Karga footage, they're going to get a giant pirate boat that looks like an ark.
Oh, the amount of fucking puns. Just, fuck you, Saban. You've already ruined Digimon for me with that trailer.
You know what really pisses me off about Megaforce? Okay, so Megaforce is going to be an adaptation of both Go Saiga and Go Kaiga, yet we're still getting four clip shows. You have over 100 episodes to adapt from, okay? You have... Jesus Christ! You have, like, roughly 50 episodes per 22-something episodes, and you're still doing two fucking clip shows each year.
Well,
why?
This is just a Saban rant. We were just going to talk about the Fusion trailer, but now we thought, fuck it, while we're ranting about something that Saban has done, let's rant about the rest of it.
One sec. Cooks, you want to give your thoughts? And I'll be right back in a minute.
So, the Digimon thing, it was different.
Not a good different.
No. I mean, Digimon was always slapstick, but...
There's just... The Japanese was good, don't get me wrong, but... Just... Oh.
Some things get lost in translation.
Like fucking decent.
What? Oh, sorry about that.
Some things get lost in translation, like fucking something decent. So what was it, fucking?
Hello, Ben.
Silence, troll!
What did I miss?
You'll hear it in the recording, Lee, don't worry about it. God damn it, I didn't even realise that. Just shut up, you. Shut up, Ben.
So, Cooks, you could give your opinion on Fusion, yeah?
Sorry.
Yeah, I was just mentioning how it's a lot more cheesy than normal Digimon.
Well...
This looks like it could cheese the original... This looks like it would out-cheese the original Digimon.
To be fair, you know, Cross Wars, it did have a little bit of cheese, but there was, like, a sense of danger. My biggest worry is, and I know it's just, like, Mikey's one line, I'm getting a really bad feeling they might have turned him into another Davis.
I'm Davis! No.
I'm such a fantastic character, you're gonna love me! I like soccer, noodles, and fucking curry!
Shout, man! Repeatedly brain him with your guitar until he dies.
Is it me or does he sound like Demi Devimon?
Kind of did.
He sounded... What, his Digimon?
Yeah, the little dino who thinks he's a rock star. Who in the Japanese version wants to be king of the digital world?
If he says in this one he wants to be a rock star... I'm going to kill it.
Does that make the Starmon his groupies?
Why can I not find Demi Devimon?
It's probably like all sorts. I know he did Vmon and Positive. But anywho, yeah, so basically, folks, a while back, I think it was nearly 3 weeks ago, the company that's handling the licensing for. Saban showed off a trailer on a website which got ripped and went viral all over YouTube of the Digimon Fusion. And oh boy, if you're pissed off over the William Winker dub names, just wait for this one.
I don't want to.
So granted, I don't fit. What are you violently typing?
Sorry, just the voice act I found for Demi Devimon, I want to check.
I bet you ain't money we won't get a confirmed cast list until, like, closer to the release date.
Well, probably not, but interestingly, he's voiced a character in all of the Digimon series so far.
I'm pretty sure he's also the voice of Okuru in Samurai.
In what?
Power Rangers Samurai. The squid monster guy.
He's not casted, is it?
I could have sworn that was him. It sounded like him.
He was Elgar in Turbo in Space.
Oh, Elgar, you were missed.
He was also Noxic and Super Noxic in Beetleborgs.
Was that the Triceratops guy?
No idea.
He was in the
Dot Hacks.
Well, he is an anime voice actor.
He was in the games, Mutation, Outbreak, and Quarantine. He was Nuke Usagimaru.
Thank you, Cooks. He was also apparently in two episodes. Oh, wait, no, this is someone else.
That's getting spammed everywhere, isn't it?
What is?
Monkey's thing.
What monkey's thing?
You, our YouTube server is down, our highly trained team was...
Oh, right, sorry. Sorry. Yeah, Crooks, that's the IMDb for the other dub.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. That was the one we had a little rant about. Matty went crazy over the name. The only thing is, that's like the only dub up at the minute. Oh, on IMDb. Oh, let's quickly, that actually reminds me of some technical information. Right, folks, basically, as you all know, thanks to Wither the World, we knew there was a Digimon pilot dub for Cross Wars called Fusion Battles. It aired in Japan. I've been trying so freaking hard to actually get a screener for it, but unfortunately, I've had no luck. I have replies, but no luck in actually getting anything. And then, thanks to a voice actor who was number one in the Kids Next Door, he tweeted that he'd gone to a casting call / audition for a Studio Polis dub of Digimon Cross Wars. At which point, he also slagged off the William Winkler dub as well, saying like those names are BS, and yeah, that was a... Yeah, very professional. I don't know if he's in it or not, though. But, anywho, that's when we got first confirmation. Then some composer that works for Sabah mentioned it, and that went viral. And...
YouTube's back.
Okay, we'll go to YouTube later. Anywho, so basically... information went everywhere, yeah, yada yada, and now we have two English dubs, but it's more likely the Studio Polish dub is going to air. I don't know, maybe the William Winkler one will appear on the DVDs as a bonus feature.
Maybe.
Someone mentioned Voltron had 5 pilots. Where was I? So yeah, this trailer appeared, it went viral, yeah, yeah, yada. So yeah, thoughts?
If this trailer is any indication, this dub is going to fucking suck.
It's Digimon, so I'd happily give it a chance.
But
I'm not holding out for it. I've got low expectations.
Same, because it's just... If it had been like the other Digimon where I'd only seen the dub, I'm fine. But I've watched quite a few episodes of the original Japanese. And it's just... No. Just not.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. We've kind of been spoiled now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you one of the many otakus looking for a decent podcast to satisfy your tokusatsu cravings?
Well then, Toku USA is the podcast for you. Toku USA brings you all the news, updates, and reviews of everything tokusatsu every week.
Toku USA is hosted by myself, Johnny5 at Cold Pop,
and me, Otter, at Rage Quit Otter, and is brought to you by the Rage Quit Radio Network.
Don't think we forgot about all of you anime buffs, because we will feature a different anime every week on the podcast.
You can find our podcast on iTunes or at feeds.feedburner.com/RQR-TokuUSA.
For all of your Toku USA updates and for all of the podcasts to come, be sure to join the forum at theragequitradio.proboards.com or follow the network on Twitter at ragequitradio.
Oh, well, that was fun. So yeah, basically, folks, what happened was we were going to record something, but Matty's not had a chance because he's been really busy with work, and we all know what's like because, you know, we've all got a week, pay the bills, yeah, 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 yeah. So I thought, let's just get this mini up out of the way. And the second we finish watching it...
YouTube crashed. This is why we broke down in hysterics when we started recording.
Yes. That would... God, me, that was fucking hilarious, though. So, anyhow, have we said all we're going to say about this? Because there were a couple of items to note in that trailer. Like, they were showing footage from the third season of Cross Wars.
Mm. So, do you think they're going to just have one series with them all in, or...?
Well...
They could drag this out for so long if they wanted.
Yeah, well, Cross Wars got a sequel, and then that got a sequel. With their Young Time Hunters, whatever it's called.
Boy.
Well, basically, you had the original Cross Wars, that ends with them going back home, but like the very next day, Taikei goes back to the digital world, where Kiara, or whatever his name is, and Nani is still there, where like the seven Dark Lord army thing are taken over, and that was like another 20 to 30 odd eps, then that ended, then they brought back. Then they did like 25 odd eps with the Taikei, Yu, the new kid, and like three evil hunters. Oh yeah, that was the plot.
Really went down with this series. Hunters. Hunters, Ben. Ears. Clean them. Yes? Thank you. The one with the dove shaping up to be? Definitely.
Well, they were going around hunting Digimon. In fact, Taguru, the new kid they introduced, he was super excited to run around and hunt these living, breathing organisms in the digital world.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And even better, they introduced the Dizzy Quats. Or Quats, or it's like a subdimension between our world and the digital world.
The digi what?
Quats. I cannot pronounce it.
I don't think that. I hope it's not. I hope it's God. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like you're trying to say digi crotch.
Basically, it was like.
How is it spelled, Lee?
I just sent it you. Spelled for you.
Quartz.
Quartz.
Yeah. Isn't like the crystal.
Quartz. That's not how they pronounce it. It's like quartz or something.
It's spelled quartz, dude.
That's not how they pronounce it. I have a freaking Hong Kong bootleg of that season.
He's just saying.
If it's original Japanese and it's with a Japanese accent, of course it's not going to sound right.
It sounds like quartz. Anywho, so the whole point of that show was they had this sub-level between the Earth and the digital world, where, like, Digimon were going to it and using it as, like, a stuff-off point to go into our world, yeah, 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 yeah. So it was basically like a Tamers rehash, sort of. You know, like the bio field thing. The digital field, you know, where it's, like, smoke and that.
Play.
Hey, would you like the full title for the third season of Digimon? Cross Wars? Right.
What is it?
Go for it.
Digimon Cross Wars, The Young Hunters Who Leapt Through Time. That's the title of the third season of Cross Wars for every episode.
That's bad.
Oh yeah, and before that, the one where Taiki goes back to save his friends... That season was called Digimon Cross Wars, The Evil Death Generals and the Seven Kingdoms.
Yeah, I like the titles to be short and sweet.
And yet the first season was just Digimon Cross Wars.
It is. The title may be long. The series itself is not bad. Just hearing the title feels like you're reading the start of a wiki page. This is not as bad as one... as. Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills.
Tattoo Teenage!
Dave, you finish singing that, I will quite happily reach the internet and throttle you to death.
Oh yeah, fun fact. They said they're going to air 30 eps. That's like... There are 30 eps in the first half of Cross Wars, like the first season.
Yeah.
The last ep is going to probably end on the cliffhanger with Taiki going back to the digital world.
Oh boy.
I bet you any minute they're going to treat this like with Samurai slash Super Samurai, or how Hasbro treated the Unicorn trilogy, where we had Transformers Armada, and then it went away, and then it came back in the fall with Transformers Armada, the Unicorn Battles. That's what they're going to do with this. I can see it now.
I'm holding my head in my hands. Just head is in my hands. It's not worth face palming or head desking.
They'll probably just change it for like Digimon Fusion Season 2. Or just go Digimon Fusion, the Seven Kingdoms Saga.
I would punch whoever decided to do that in the throat.
It could be worse. They could do it like, you know, the Second Kingdom Saga. Da, 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 da.
The ones who do will get pats on the back with a very large axe.
I just love how they call the heroes hunters.
Who'd you rather I abuse doing that then?
Hmm?
Shouting at Ben.
Oh.
Yeah. I wonder if Peter will take offence to this, like the house first one.
Oh god, yeah.
Peter can fuck right off, because remember, gotta free them all.
Oh, yeah, that's what Cook's
saying. Peter's knockoff Pokemon game. Yes, that one.
It's kind of ironic that it's more violent than any Pokemon game.
Yeah.
You see more Pokemon abuse in it.
Yeah, I did actually start playing that, and it was like, you found a treasure. I'm like, oh, what's this treasure? Oh, Peter propaganda video. Because, you know, that's cool. You know what I did when someone posted that on the Pokemon forum? I mean, sorry, Pokemon Facebook page. I'll just put a link to the Penn and Teller episode.
Penn and Teller is entertaining.
Oh well. Is there anything else you want to talk about? I mean,
that's it.
I mean, I love that scene where freaking Taikei's tossing his friends off him in the trailer, though. Like, he winds up in a mysterious world. They just cut some laying on top of each other.
What the fuck did I just miss then?
Sorry?
I was talking to Ben about something just quickly, and it's just... No, I just hear about laying on top of each other, huh? The fuck were you two doing while I was not paying attention?
I think Lee was taking something out of context.
Oh, Lee was being Lee then.
I hope.
Have you guys seen the Ace of the Hobbit trailer?
No, don't want to either. Hint, hint. Do not want to.
Alright, look, I'll find you this bit in the trailer, because at the rate this is going, we might as well just make it a full episode. All we've got to do is talk for another 10 minutes.
What are we going to talk... If we're going to talk about things, let's mention something good we've seen. Trailer for The Bay.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
What's The Bay?
Oh, you're not seeing it, Cooks. Hang on. Oh, found it.
I've got it as well.
No, not The Bay. I meant The Thing. Roughly about 35 seconds in, Cooks. And Matty.
And this second link is the one for The Bay.
Yep. Yeah, they say... They get transported to Mysterious Sister World, and then he's just, like, thrown Aki off his body. Oh, I love that. It's an anime icon.
Until we got our hands on it, then we decided to fuck it over.
It's an anime icon that keeps getting cancelled.
No, just brutally butt-raped by the people dubbing it.
No, it also gets cancelled in Japan. A lot.
What still stands?
Have you actually looked at that clip yet?
What? You mean the trailer link?
Yeah, I said go about 35 seconds in.
Yeah, I saw it, man.
They transport to Mysterious World, and he throws a girl off him.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, who picked, like, the choice of clips here? I'm just saying.
A blind man. No, wait, blind man would have done better.
Oh! Yeah, so the Bay, you watching the Bay Crooks?
Yeah, I'm just over halfway through it.
Yeah, another fan footage film, it's been hitting the indie circuit.
It seems to be getting titles, but unlike most fan footage films, a lot of the ones we've seen are all around the same location, or it's mostly focusing on from the point of view of one person.
This seems to be like a collection of different people's
footage. Footage from all over the place documenting what happened in this town. If it was on found on camera, it would put in the film, which actually, it actually doesn't look bad. It looks like it was well done.
Yeah, there's actually a scene as well where a doctor's in a conference call during an operation to someone else in another city.
Yeah. And I think as someone else put it, yeah, so I'm staying away from the water for a while.
It kind of reminds me of like a good version of that terrible Day of the Dead remake I forced you to watch.
How I didn't kill you for that, I don't know.
Oh, speaking of
yeah, I didn't have to kill you with.
Well, that does look quite creepy.
Mm. So you guys heard they made a sequel to Grave Encounters?
Hmm?
They've made a sequel to Grave Encounters. We're going to talk about fan footage film trailers.
They dropped the Pepsi bottle. He was not happy to hear a sequel about Grave Encounters.
I thought you liked that film.
I was joking.
Oh.
It was just timed.
So basically, the plot of this one is Grave Encounters. It's basically people debating, was it real or fake? You know, we all know it's fake, but in this universe, they're debating, was it real or fake? So, about, roughly, I think it was 5 stupid college-aged teenagers decided to go to the asylum from the first film to prove that it was real or fake.
And they all die.
Best part of it, well, this is one of the things I've always wanted to see in a fan footage film. Like, the fallout, you know, what happened after, so to speak. You know, and as they point out, it takes them ages to get to the asylum because there's always, like, a couple of police officers there ready to shoot people dead if they try going in it.
You'll save your life with bullets.
To the head.
They're just basically like, we don't want anyone else going in there just in case it was real. Oh, this is interesting. Apparently they've made a sequel to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Another one?
By sequel, I mean they've made a direct sequel to the original 1974 version.
Oh, boy.
Plot is some chick finds out she's actually related to the family. So she's come to claim her inheritance, the big creepy house from the first film.
And she dies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they find the avatar and everything. The best part, though, they actually make it look like it's from the 1970s. So it's a period piece of gore.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well.
Actually, there is one negative thing I have to say about the Bay trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It's said by the directors of Paranormal Activity, and whilst I liked the first film, all the other films that guy's done since have just...
Did he direct the Chernobyl Diaries, or did he produce that?
I don't actually know with that one. But I know he did Insidious, which was a terrible film.
I thought that was before Paranormal Activity, though.
Yeah, that was afterwards.
Oh, was it? Oh.
No, Paranormal Activity was his first film.
Oh, right.
No, Barry Levinson's directing this. He's,
I love the serif or cop in
Barry
the...
Barry Levinson, like, not the guy who did Paranormal Activity.
You sure you don't mean it's from the producers of Paranormal Activity, Crooks?
No.
That's probably just that then.
Yeah, producers. This is the guy who directed among the main ones. The Natural, Good Morning Vietnam, Rain Man, Bugsy, and Bandits.
I know the producers have been going on and doing a lot of stuff. They did their Chernobyl Diaries. I'm assuming they did The Bay. But I know they're trying to get like a fan footage Area 51 movie off the ground. So I'm just praying to God that film ain't just, you know, reporters stumble onto Area 51. You know?
Yeah.
Ugh. By the way, Matt, here's the trailer for Grave Encounters 2. You have watched the first one, yeah?
I think so, I don't know. Yeah, is that the people who did the show thing?
Yeah, they're like ghost hunters, and they're so fucking annoying, you wish the ghosts would kill them quicker.
Yeah, we watched, yeah, I remember you getting me to watch this.
That was actually quite fun, wasn't it, Crooks? Me and Crooks were just like, come on, ghosts, kill them already.
But mainly just the Derek Acora-esque character.
Oh, God, him, yeah. Oh, goody, there seems to be a slew of fan footage films lately. There's The Feed, which is a fan footage ghost film. That just looks a bit low budget. Jeez Louise, there's just so many of them now. It looks like it's a haunted cinema or something.
Yeah.
There's one called Ghost Files, but it's in a language I don't understand. look, did I tell you I found like a Bigfoot fan footage film the other day?
Bigfoot?
Yeah,
I'm drawing the line, Lee.
Yeah, it's not that great. It's just a bunch of people looking for Bigfoot, and then... Yeah, well, it's fan footage. You know how it's going to end.
Yeah, as is usual.
Oy. But to be fair, I've seen one fan footage film where someone did survive, and that was the Australian The Tunnel. That was basically a bunch of friggin' documentary crew go down to the Australian tunnels, like the labyrinth type area. It's an actual place, and turns out there's monsters there eating the homeless.
Okay.
That's actually quite creepy.
At this point, out. Finding lethal monsters is not surprising in Australian tunnels. You know, it's part of Australia.
Everything in Australia exists to kill you.
Like those tiny little pond-skimming insects that we have are about the size of your hand there and inject poison.
Yeah, I know they got a spider that can swim, dig, and...
Sydney for a web. It can swim. And it's armoured.
Oh, man. That reminds me of Arachnaquake. A film where giant prehistoric fire-breathing spiders invade, like, New York or something.
Yeah, Lee, talking about spider films to a guy who's slightly arachnophobic. Think we can leave it there?
Alright. I was just telling Crooks, I thought he might like to see it.
So what other spider films are there?
Adam, I will kill you.
I bet you hated that scene.
If I had Pepsi Max bottle, I would launch it at your head.
I bet you hate that. I bet you hate that scene in Amazing Spider-Man, then, Matty, where all the spiders drop on him. That scene in Amazing Spider-Man. I bet you hate that scene where all the spiders...
I've still not seen it yet.
Oh, that's a terrible movie,
so,
don't bother.
Silence! No spoilers, thank you.
I said it's a terrible movie, don't bother.
I have a pirate copy somewhere. Dude, compared to half the crap I usually end up watching, it can't be that bad.
It's Spider-Man's a fucking emo in that film.
The original shitty bullshit Tobey Maguire bollocks.
Yeah, thank you, Joey. Someone actually agrees with me on it.
He doesn't think it's the amazing one is good. It's he still thinks it's better than the Maguire shite.
Didn't they reboot it to get away from the whole emo stuff?
They rebooted it to keep the rights because Disney wanted it.
Didn't they already own Marvel?
No, Disney want the movie rights to Spider-Man, which Sony still own.
Oh, okay.
This is why Fox made a big deal about getting a new Fantastic Four film made.
Ah.
Because the rights were about to expire and go back to Marvel, who would have just gave it to Disney.
Okay.
So Fox still own X-Men, that's why we're getting another Wolverine. That means they can keep hold of the X-Men rights for another few years.
What?
Sony pretty much only own Spider-Man still because they made the remake. If the remake never got made, Marvel could have been all like, well, we're having that back, yoink, here you go, Disney.
And this is just terrible for us because it just means it's going to get worse and worse, these films, because they're not making them to make good films.
They're making them to keep the rights.
You know what really pisses me off about the new Spider-Man? He constantly sounds like his voice is going to break. Oh, I'm so nervous around you, Gwen. Oh, my.
Sounds like a teenager. Shocking. I'm sorry.
Mm.
I'm very tired and hence bitchy.
Mm. And only just stopping being hungry.
Yes.
On that one, I think, call it a night, you've got to be off in a minute, ain't you?
Yeah, now everyone's back. Plus I want to watch Red Dwarf, so.
Fair enough.
What do you think to the new series?
I missed last week, sadly. Cause
I still haven't got back to watching any of it yet. I probably will go over the weekend.
I was going to check out Dave, because they got an online catch-up, but they want you to, like, sign up to a website and all this to watch it. And I'm like...
No.
I don't have to freaking make an account on BBC to watch stuff online. What have I got to do it with you? Just so you can spam me with emails about all your DVD offers?
You just send me an email.
That's a good point, actually. Thank you, Ben. But yeah, I missed last week's, but the first set, that was quite good. I laughed a lot. What about you, Crooks?
It's not been as good as like the original Red Dwarf, but it's still definitely worth watching.
That's better than Back to Earth.
Oh, a lot better.
I also find it hilarious that... Dave have been going on YouTube doing the rounds and getting anything taken off that isn't theirs relating to Red Dwarf X. Handing out those cease and desists.
I've not heard anything about that.
Nah, they have.
They do sad, lonely old fart.
Sorry?
I'm just curious, is that our Dave, you sad, lonely old fart.
He's back. Any kind of blinded character.
Should be seen in
that
message,
that's
the one that's named for.
Point.
Oh, apparently, Warner Brothers just confirmed they're going to start filming Justice League next year. I'll fucking believe that when I see it.
Fuck! We should end it with just us cursing. Fuck!
Considering it's got a rebooted Batman and Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern.
Oh, Jesus, will they confirm that?
I thought they had.
Oh, God, no. No.
Was that confirmed?
I don't know if they have or not, but, I mean, I thought they had.
I know DC said they were considering doing the sequel.
No.
With Ryan Reynolds.
No. You do not sequel a film as shit as Green Lantern.
Though apparently the guy that's playing the Lone Ranger, the guy that's playing the new Lone Ranger, who was attached to a Justice League film about 3 years ago, is apparently in negotiations to play the new Batman.
Fuck you
both.
Sorry, trolling people in the house.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to that.
Right, sorry, we
you know the only reason they're
like... Bright, Green Lantern, we're going to have a rebooted Batman. We're probably going to get a rebooted Superman.
We are getting a rebooted Superman. That's coming next year.
The Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Really?
They're considering Christopher Nolan, who's producing it, has constantly said this will have nothing
to do with... I missed that one.
How could you miss it?
It made me think, why the fuck are they doing an Aquaman?
That's... Yeah. Did you hear that?
What's that?
When these guys went to see Avengers, they saw something about the rebooted, about a reboot Superman reboot film. Her initial reaction at the start of it, why are they doing an Aquaman film?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. He's on a boat, ain't he? He's working as a fisherman or something.
I've not seen this.
To be fair, though, Matty, I would love it if they did an Aquaman film, but I want it based on the opening story arc from the new Aquaman comic, where he goes mental to Trident.
The new comic isn't actually bad.
I love that. He just, like, there's a stolen bank truck speeding towards him. What does he do? He just stands there and stabs it with the trident that goes over his head.
Defeats Doctor Doom. And on that one, it's 5 to 10. I've got some stuff to do shortly because I need a shower.
Yeah, and I've got to go and watch Red Dwarf. And I'm sure Cooks has something else to do as well.
I'll probably play some video games.
Yeah.
And I will leave on this note that apparently the director of Expendables 2 might be tackling a new live-action He-Man.
Die in a fire!
You did Expendables! Don't ruin your career! Do not ruin your career! Go from Expendables to new He-Man!
Oh. And with that, good night, folks.
Night, everyone.
This is Austin St. John.
This is Bridge Carson.
Hey, what's up? I'm Walter Jones, also known as the original Black Ranger Zack.
I'm Tony Oliver, one of the original producers of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
And the voice of Saba.
I'm Johnny Young Bosch, and you're watching... listening! Oh, I screwed that up already. You're listening to RangerCast.
RangerCast is the only podcast that's 100% certified and more phenomenal. We've got news, reviews, rants, and raves about the Power Rangers fandom, and more. Check us out at www.rangercast.net, and may the power protect you.